Okay, good evening. Shukran to everybody for learning. The inspiration behind these 15-minute nightly shiurim was given to you by my good friend Rabbi Reisman, because his father, the original Rabbi Reisman, the Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Reisman, said, oh, my father gives like a Yor Dei shiur 15 minutes after, and you guys love it, it's good, it's not too long, so it's a great idea. So, shukran to everybody for coming out. We have the Navi tonight, we'll have for the ladies tomorrow night is on Zoom, the Hilchos Bishul. Then on Wednesday we'll do halacha. Then Thursday night is the parsha with all the refreshments. So maybe it's the Torah Midrash connection with Rabbi Reisman. And I want to begin with when I've had the privilege of teaching Yirmiyahu over the years. I like to begin my introduction with a story that it's brought down in the Rav Palm biography, the article biography of Rav Palm Zatzal, page 260. I'm just going to read this. Rav Palm related how his love for the Sifrei HaNeviim developed. When his father traveled to the United States ahead of the rest of the family, he took most of his svarim with him. Among those that remained was the Book of Yirmiyahu with the recently published set of Nach with a commentary of the Malbim. Okay. When the young Avraham Yaakov opened the volume, he found a heading on the front page which read, Liber Yirmiyahu, knowing that Liber means beloved, right? Leib, right? Beloved. The young boy thought these words meant that the prophecies of Yirmiyahu were presented with great love. As he studied chapter after chapter, he thought that he perceived this love and it made a deep impression upon him. Much later, Rav Palm realized that Liber was Latin for the book of. And all the volumes of Nach were similarly published, Liber Yeshayahu, Liber Shoftim, etc. But the impression had been made. It seemed that the book of Yirmiyahu remained Rav Palm's favorite for the rest of his life. But the relationship between Yirmiyahu and King Tzidkiyahu was a topic which he often discussed. So Rabbi Yisrael Reisman commented, to us, this was another example of Rav Palm's remarkable sensitivity, enabling him to feel the love of the prophet's words chapter after chapter and absorb its lessons when he was only 11 years old. So a beautiful way to think. So hopefully we're not going to, there's big disclaimer right now, we're not going to do the entire Sefer Yirmiyahu in 8 weeks. But we're going to have, hopefully this will be enough to that love of Yirmiyahu will penetrate, especially it's in Yanni Diyom as we go through the summer Parshios. And the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu is that which is there for us. Before I actually get into the Sefer, just a little bit of a historical overview. Yirmiyahu was a Navi starting in the year 627 BCE until 586. There were really five kings that Yirmiyahu interacted with. We'll discuss more as we start the opening Pesukim. But really, two of the kings were so minuscule, like just, you know, a blop on the screen. It's not really that. We're going to really focus on three kings that Yirmiyahu did with and what was going on. He began with Yoshiyahu. So Yoshiyahu created a revolution. He really created an entire Baal Teshuvah movement, and there was a fervor with that. You know, if we had to kind of plot Jewish history, you know, like we'd start off, you know, creation of the world. Way up, that was a good one. God created the whole world, right? And then we had like the sin that eats at us. And then, like, you know, like the like a business thing, like the chart would go down. And then, you know, like you'd have Noah and it'd go back up again, right? And then there's a mob, so that was pretty bad. Also destroy the whole world. Wasn't this a good day to destroy the whole world? Then you get an Abraham, like up and down, up and down, up and down. If we have this whole chart, like, you know, we would write it out like a huge PowerPoint presentation. Where would we plot the timeline of Yirmiyahu? Where would we put it? Is it up, down? It was the lowest of the lowest. Yirmiyahu, as we'll see, had the unfortunate task of trying to stop the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, right? Which was like a catastrophe with unthinking. So we had three kings, and there was a chance Yoshiyahu is really making a revolution. He's getting rid of the Bomos. Right, there was the Avodah Zarah, and there was the split, and we have all these like different things. We'll try to point it out then. But Yirmiyahu, we have to understand, was at the lowest point. And really, Rabbi Alan Schwartz pointed out once in a shir on Sefer Yirmiyahu that he really couldn't be successful. He could not be. It was too far gone. You could be like the most charismatic leader there. It was just the generation was too far gone. So he's almost being set up. Right now, again, there's positive things as well, but we have to try to understand that. That's the even point out, the Mefarshim point in the name itself, right? So other prophets, the Neviim have like, you know, Yeshayahu, right? The Yeshua, the redemption, right? Yechezkel, Chazak, right? But Yirmiyahu was a lesson of mar, of bitterness, right? He's the Navi who had the unfortunate job of bringing over something that was terribly, terribly bitter. And as we'll see, that he couldn't be successful. What was happening in the overall world is also just a little bit of background information before we start the Pesukim. The world power when Yirmiyahu began was Ashur, right? Syria, right? The Assyrians. And then, over the course of life, so then they were sort of going down, and Bavel was rising to become the new power. And whenever you have political turmoil, there's always confusion. Who do we look for guidance? Who should we support? Should we be loyal? Should we have a vassal state? How does this all work out? So Yirmiyahu had a lot of different nevuahs. He was a Navi for 40 years, as we see. So let's start. Let's jump into the opening psukim. Okay, it says, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu min haKohanim asher ba'asonos be'eretz Binyamin. So we were told that Yirmiyahu is one of the Kohanim, and he lives in this town that's Asonos, is neither, doesn't have loyalty in either kingdom. It's not with the north, it's not with the south. It's close to Yerushalayim, but it's outside of there in the territory of Binyamin. So the Malbim, which again, you don't have it in front of you, the Malbim points out, he wants to work on the word Divrei, why it says the words of Yirmiyahu. So it says, Shlosh Pesukim HaRishonim Heim Hotzal LaHagbil Mahus HaSefer B'chol Pratov. So the Mahus means the essence. The opening few psukim are going to give us the whole essence of what the sefer is all about. He calls sefer misifrei chachma yudbal aleph mitzad tsurasu dvaram shedubar bo lemoshel im hu sefer tochacha. Is this going to be a book of musar? O shir, is it going to be a song? O chachma, wisdom, chedome im nemar bederech melitza o sipur chedome. Is it stories? Val derech ze omer divrei. That's why it says divrei in the plural. Explains the Malbim, because basically the Sefer Yirmiyahu is going to give a little of everything. There's stories, there's drama, there's a showdown that takes place in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a trial of Yirmiyahu; he's thrown into jail. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of musar. There's a lot of messages. There's a lot of nevuah that happens. Modiyah shekolo kama mini devarim, because it says divrei explains there's going to be many different types of things that are happening. Nimsubo Chazyonos, are going to be visions that he says, Nevuos, prophecies, Sipurim, stories, Tochochos, Musar, Chedoma. Beis, Mitzad Mechaber, Shedibar HaDevarim. The author who's speaking these things, Ashehaya Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. So we have to know who he is. Shehaya Navi, Imyuchas, Mitzad, Sheavihaya Kohen, Gadol, Vinavi. So his father was a Kohen, Gadol, and a Navi. Mevur, Shehaya Kohen, Gadol, Oshir, he was rich. Ki avi bevadai hayosher ki moshe kosef hakohen hagadol meechav gadlehu mishel achim. He has to be. You have to. If the kohen gadol doesn't have money, you have to give him money. So obviously Yirmiyahu came from a wealthy thing. And the third thing he says is mitzad makomo, the place where he was, shahayi hanavi darbo, where he was living. That was what he told. He lives in this territory of Binyamin. Omrshu min hakohen mishel batonos shahayi miyuchad miyiras Hashem. This was a very special place of people who had a lot of yiras shemayim ubeeretz Binyamin. Lomitoshva Yushalayim. Now this is interesting because Yirmiyahu is going to be coming in now as an outsider. And if you're one of the Chevra, so then your message is very, it's hard to take Muslim someone like you went to day camp with, you know what I mean? that's how the Ibn Ezra writes. That's one of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's many parallels between Yirmiyahu and Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't grow up in the palace. Because like, You can't prophesy to your own chevra. So he says, "Ki mochiach shahar meir acheres." If he's coming in from a different city, lo yakipon. He's not going to show any favoritism. Lo yichapen mitzad avas ha'ir umolavso. He's not going to, Yushalayim. I was born here. I grew up here. I ate the falafel here. There's a lot of memories over here. How can I say harsh things? No, Yirmiyahu is coming in as an outsider. Udavarav nishmaim biyosin. Therefore, he will be more effective in his things. That's what the introduction is in Pasuk Aleph. Beis Asher Haya Devar Hashem Elav B'Yemei Yoshiyahu Ben Amon Melech Yehuda B'Shlosh Esrei Shana L'Malko. So he's in the 13th year of Yoshiyahu, who was reading as we said. Yoshiyahu was making a major revolution. Amon, his father, was not. His father was a big Rasha, so he had to undo all this. But this is where this is the first king that Yirmiyahu is giving Nevuah during his lifetime. Now on this, the Malbim has an interesting comment as well. Pasuk Beis, again, I apologize, I don't have it in front of you. It says, Shoyv devara mikor ma'im chayim min ha-nevuah, mitzad ha-zman shibonov. The special time that Yirmiyahu is giving this is a very, auspicious time happening to Klal Yisrael at this point. Omer shenov b'shlosh zmanim mukhlafim asher hichlif bam ma'im min ha'am u'malkam. So there were three separate time periods that Yirmiyahu gives a nevuah for, and each one of these different time periods there was a different status where the king was holding and where the nation was holding. Ki aschalas nevuaso, when he started off his nevuah, that was bimei Yoshiyahu ben Amon, like as the pasuk says, right? Vehu vidoro hayut tzadikim. Yoshiyahu and his generation were tzadikim. So you got the kings, the melech is a tzadik, and the people are tzadikim. Vehizcha b'shloshas v'shan of the malchol in the 13th year, sha'az b'yosef ben das, he is, you know, 13 is his das, hachil avodas Hashem. Vahi v'chin hasmada nevuas b'yimei yochliyokim. Okay, that's the next pasuk. Sha'az hayador tzadikim v'hamelech hayorosha. So the next king that he was b'yohoyokim, right, this is actually in, let's read Gimel. Vahi b'yimei Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, right, he was the son of Yoshiyahu, Melech Yehuda ad tom eshtei esrei shana, with Tzidkiyahu ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda, and the third king that he was with Tzidkiyahu, ad golos Yushalayim, until the exile of the Jews, v'chodesh hachamishi, in the fifth month, which is Av, right? So he's pointing that the Nevu was then. So again, first king, Yoshiyahu, the nation's great, the king's great, fine. Yehoyakim, the door were tzadikim, but the melech was a rasha. Atom eshte esri shana tzidkiyahu. So what's about tzidkiyahu? She'az techalif maimin ha'am shehu rishoyim. The people were rishoyim, le'umazeh haya ha'melech tzadik. Tzidkiyahu was a tzadik, but the people weren't. So he had all different these types of, you know, combinations that you could imagine. Baruch Hashem, he didn't have a melech was Russia, and the people were Russia, but he had all the other three combinations were there. And it's a difficult job. So then now in Pasuk Dalit, Vahid Var Hashem, Eli Lemor, Viterim Etzarcha, before you form Bebetin in your mother's womb, Yidaticha, I knew you. Unfortunately, what do you mean? He was picked before he was even, you know, born in embryo. Uvatem teitze mirechem hikdashticha, and I was, this was hakdashat hanavi, means when the navi is appointed with a task. So he says, I did this while you were still in your mother's womb. Navi lagoyim nisaticha. I have made you a navi. Now, if you had to translate navi, don't tell me prophet. Well, how do you translate the word navi? Rashi and Chumash. You know. Nivs of Asayim Shkoyach. Okay, come back on Thursday for the chunk to get doubles. Nivs, he has a message. He has a message. So it says, look at Rashi. I'm talking about the Rashi in the air. Navi Lagoyim Li Yisrael, to the Jews, Shahaya Nohagin Atzum Ke'akum. You're acting like the non Jewish nations. Kachnish Vesifri, Navi Mikir Bechoam. Yokim Lecho, Velo Machishe Torah. Hamani mekayim navi legoyim satiicha b'bnei Yisrael shai nohigin ka'akum dover acher b'tem teitzei merechem hikashicha alecha amarti leMoshe navi akim lahem kimoch. I told Moshe that I'm going to pick someone that's going to be you. Ze hochicham v'ze hochicham. Right. Both Moshe gave Rashi's point. Moshe gave Musar and Yirmiyahu had to give Musar. Zen is daba arba'im shana. This one gave Nevuah for 40 years. V'zen is daba arba'im shana. So Rashi Hakadosh is telling us there's connections. Which so something to be thinking about as you're going through Sefer Yirmiyahu. Have I seen this before? How is that parallel to Moshe? In some cases, it's actually different. But the way Rashi is learning, when it says that Hashem is telling Yirmiyahu, this bitter prophet, that you're going to be a navi for the goyim. So Rashi is learning that it's going to be the Jews for acting. Other Meforshim learn differently. No, there's actually, if later on, I think it's in Perek Chafei, he gives a prophecy to all the different nations. He's telling them what's going to happen. It's almost like he works, you see a map, it's like he does like it goes clockwise, and he starts calling out all the nations and telling them what's going to happen to them. So that's part of his thing. But again, another fascinating idea to think about, where's the free will over here? Yirmiyahu was not chosen. He didn't have a choice, I should say. He was chosen. This is it. This is your job. You know, when you're in high school, you have to go to your college guidance, right? What should I do with my life? When God tells you, but that's it's a powerful lesson that he was not able to have that choice. But now watch his reaction. When Yirmiyahu was being told that I picked you out for this, V'omar aha Hashem Elokim hine lo yedati daber. I don't know how to talk. Ki nar anochi, because I'm a nar. 14, 15 years old, a sophomore in high school. All of a sudden, he's being told you're going to be a Navi. You have to speak to all the nations. You have to have Musar to everybody. So there's two parts. There's two parts to what Yirmiyahu is. Right. They both right. That's a good point. They both refuse at first. Right. It says I'm not able to speak. So again, I don't want to go over. How much time do we have? Ooh, am I out of time already? Well, I'll end with this. Again, it's so geschmack, but he says like this, that there's 2 points. There are 2 points that the why Yirmiyahu was afraid. Shahanar lo yarv libo legeshes lifnei gedolim. It's like a chutzpahdik. You know, you're having a board meeting. Some like, you know, little kid, some teenager walks in and starts telling you how to run your company. Who are you? Right? Go get an education. Right? So I could kill Israel, speak in front of gedolim. Days. Shahanar eni yodei l'sada devar b'melitza l'ashon tzach sha'ayde zed tzarech l'argil rav. Right? You're in public speaking. You know, a little kid, a 14, 15-year-old, what public speaking courses do they go to? How are they going to know how to speak it? It'd be appropriate. And the third reason, mitzad ha'am, nishlach aleihem, shlo yisim ponim lenar, tsar hayomim, v'yakumo la v'yargein. They're going to kill him. As we will see, that Yirmiyahu was actually, his life was threatened. So, a good introduction tonight. Amir Tzashem, next week, we'll pick it up. We'll talk about the two signs. There are two symbolic visions that Yirmiyahu is shown. The first is the Makel Shaked, this type of almond stick, staff. And the second is the Sir Nafuach, this boiling over pot, and what the symbolism is behind those two visions. So, Shkoyach to everybody for coming. 15 minutes. We start on time, we end on time. Okay.